Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I know the hot topic is Jimmy Butler, which I don't want to say that it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And everybody's speculating, oh, what would you give up for him? What would the Rockets look like with him? And it's like, is that it?
I feel exactly what you're talking about, and here's my problem with it. All these reports, they're bull bleep. They really are. Remember last month there was a report, oh, the Rockets want P.J. Tucker to retire as a Rocket and go into coaching. And then today, oh, the Rockets are looking to move P.J. Tucker to clear up cap space. Remember last year, oh, the Rockets are going to trade 4 draft picks for Jimmy Butler. Listen, Woj is great at what he does, but when has Woj ever been right about anything the Rockets have ever going to do?
Well, I was looking at the guys who are leading the All-Star voting.
Yeah.
The Astros still have, I mean, they've still got a chance to get 3 starters in the game. To me, Bregman's almost a lock, and then Brantley and Springer both showing very well.
Brantley should make it. Springer being out probably hurts him a little.
Yeah.
But he's still,
his numbers are still
right there.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. Miss the first 2 hours?
Sorry. Yeah. Sucks for you.
No, it doesn't suck, because you know what you can do? You can go to podcastarena.com and hear everything you missed.
I guess you could do that.
Yeah.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah, that's one way to do it. And there's plenty of ways to listen to the show. You can listen on radio, which are preferred, but if you're out of range, then go catch the app. You can stream us, and you can watch us on the Twitch channel if you want to see AJ's bald head.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Well, it really pops on the screen there just looking at it.
Man.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well,
look, I'm nothing to look at either, but I'm just saying maybe they want to see that. Lamont says your call screeners and producer are not Houston worthy. I don't know if he was trying to you might have called when the when they were doing the contest giveaway.
No.
So
I mean, but he also might just be right.
Yeah, he might be. I'm not saying he's not. So 713-780-ESPN. The other Gilbert says 90% of the time I fly for business, so tickets paid for, so $1,500 would be free money.
That's a different conversation.
Yeah, though. But it's also 10-hour flight, man. You know, that's a different thing. So any chance the Astros take a chance at buying low on Chris Archer on a bad run in Pitt, but seems to have enough potential for Strom to work with him? That's a guy I wouldn't mind seeing him take a shot on. I know he's not having a great year.
I think the problem with Chris Archer is you better hope that you're right, because isn't he making pretty decent money up there? Or am I
miscalculating? I don't remember. I thought he was still under team control for a little bit.
Oh, no, he's not making that much. He'll make 8.25 the next 2 seasons.
Oh, that's pretty reasonable.
That is reasonable.
Yeah. But
that's also his 31-year-old and 32-year-old season, and he's already shown pretty sharp decline.
Yeah, but for some reason, guys tend to get better when they get here. Maybe they could look at what's wrong with him. And
I still think, I mean, the Astros are going to look back, and they've got to be kicking themselves over the Charlie Morton thing.
Yeah, they should have spent the money on him. This team would look so much different if it were Verlander, Morton, Cole, Verlander, Cole, Morton, however you do it. And I still think they'll get a guy like that. Maybe Rays are hanging in there. So,
by the way, Chris Archer, career winning record or win-loss record, 60-77.
He had a real good stretch about
2014-15.
Yeah.
And 2015 was the last year that he had an ERA under 4. So
I think you can do better than that.
I think so, too.
Aaron getting feisty there. Saying, buy me out and I'll leave when the check clears. So what's your buyout price?
For me to leave this show?
$1,500.
Hell no. For me to leave this show, at least $500,000.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Okay.
That's me being low on the scale.
Yeah,
that's how much this job and this show mean to me.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, so you're telling me if Rod Ryan called you tomorrow and said, I want you to produce my show and I'm going to offer you 80 grand a year, you would leave us.
It's not $500,000.
Yeah, but you would leave
us. Yeah, but he would have another job. In this case, you're talking about buying out and then not having work.
I presume that Aaron will
going back to doing
he would find another job. I mean, it's not like
they're saying 3 jobs
a day. Look how long it took him to get this one.
No, he had a job when we hired him.
He had 4 jobs.
I was working 4 jobs at a time, a day.
Right. So you're telling me if Rod Ryan called you and said, "Hey, I want you to be my executive producer. We're going to pay you 80 grand a year." You would stay with us?
Probably.
I don't believe that. And you're a fool if you did. You got to get it. Listen, this business is tough.
I've seen how fast they chop heads over there.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah. I mean,
I've watched way too many people walk out of offices with tears in their eyes after thinking everything was great on a Friday afternoon. And, oh, hey, what happened to them? Oh, they're gone.
What if they offered you, what if CBS offered you 80 grand to be Rich Lord's producer?
See, they don't have, but they're not CBS anymore. They're
Intercom.
Intercom, yeah.
Okay.
No.
No?
No.
What if they offer you 100 grand?
They'd have to offer me a good $1.5 million signing bonus.
Mm.
Wow.
You'd be working with a legend. No?
I'm not going there.
Okay.
I'm not going to badmouth anybody in the industry.
Oh, I will.
But
is there anybody that wants to work with that guy?
Yes, but you have a paycheck.
Yes, Sean Pendergast. He's the only one.
Yeah.
I don't even think he wants to. He's just stuck doing it.
Yeah. Poor Sean. If he had a real host, that show might be good. But co-host, I mean. It's funny because somebody was, there's always the text haters, and one of them's like, you're a dinosaur, when are you going to retire and let somebody else have a shot at this? Like, well, $3.5 million is mine. If you raise $3.5 million, then I'll be happy to give someone else a shot.
Okay.
But you know what? If you hate me enough to raise that much money, couldn't you spend that on something better to make your life better? Like, you know, go buy a Russian wife or something for $3.5 million.
Yeah.
But,
well, I mean,
I don't even think they cost that much.
Well, I don't know. I'm having too much fun. So if you, and even then, 3.5 is going to be, I'm going to think long and hard before I take it.
Oh, not me.
Yeah.
11 years ago when I first started thinking about radio and getting into it, I got a piece of advice from Rod Ryan. He said, if you want my job, come and take it. Somebody wants to come do this job better because they don't like how I do it. Come and take it.
Well,
or your job or anybody's job.
Well, that's what I always try to tell people is I want people around here who want my job. If you don't want my job, then you don't have any. I mean, we're like the primo spots are ours and John and Lance. If you don't want to be in those spots, then you're not really doing it right. You know, you should want our job. You should want AJ's job and my job if you're broadcasting here. And that's okay. I like people like that. And if you're good enough to take it, all right, good for you.
Not me. You want my job, I'm firing you.
Well, yeah, see, that is true. Both of us kind of got ourselves in position where, well, you can't really take our jobs. Yeah. Because
you want my job, you better keep it a secret, pal.
Yeah, but I like people with that kind of motivation, though. I think that makes the whole team better. And it doesn't mean they're going to get it. And I know, believe me, there's people around here who would love for me to say, all right, you know what, I've had enough. I'm not ready for that. I'm having too much fun. This is fun, man. We're getting to sit here and talk about planes and crap.
I mean, sometimes it's fun.
There's other days when it's, well, but I'll always stick to what Tepper told me in the very beginning. No matter how bad of a day you're having, whoever's out there listening, somebody's having a lot worse one. So don't bring your crap down on them.
Hmm.
And so I've always tried to be positive because of that, no matter how bad things are.
I've always tried to take Tepper's advice that he gave me years ago. Was that
get rid of that Fowler guy?
Just carry Fred as long as you can and then dump him when it's convenient. And I'm still doing it. You know?
Eh.
I've got a strong back.
It's a lot less strong.
It's withering. All right. Guys, I got to tell you about Triangle Energy. Bring in the energy on Houston Dynamo game days. They're giving Houstonians the power to win free electricity for a year. What would you do if you had free electricity for a year? I would purposely leave lights on in the house, and when my wife complained about it, I'd say, it's free. I would leave the television on downstairs at night so my dog could watch TV, and the house would be an igloo. I would live like an Eskimo. I would wear a coat in the house all the time because the AC would be set at 60. Well, you can do what you want with it, but here's how you get it. You sign up for any Power to Win electricity plan. First of all, you're going to get 2 Dynamo game tickets and 2 t-shirts. You'll be automatically enrolled to win free electricity for a year. And every time the Dynamo win a home game, Tri-Eagle is going to draw a lucky fan or customer to win a free year of electricity. How about that? Enter to win by texting the word POWER to 77177. Visit TriEagleEnergy.com to learn more. That's POWER to 77177 or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN will get you an additional discount. PUCT license number 10064.
No masterpiece. Hey. 10 bad babs and they after me.
One bad. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, Aaron, who? Never mind. 713-780-3776. What are the odds Wednesday? 813, what's a better GoFundMe title? Sack Fred Fowler from The Blitz or 3.5 million reasons for Fred Fowler to leave The Blitz? I think you can do better than both of those. Like, let's get rid of this dickweed. That might be where I would go. But good luck. I mean, I'll even help you promote it. You can get that. Now, I'm just leaving the show. I'm still going to do Sports Map. But I would
you would not.
No, I would. I would still do Sports Map.
If someone gave you $3.5 million, you would keep doing the part of the job that you like doing less?
No.
I highly doubt
that. I would write for Sports Map. How's that?
I don't even believe you. You'd be in Canada somewhere.
No, you know what I would do? I would go get like a small Winnebago. not one of those really big ones because I don't want to drive anything that big, but one where, you know, you have, you know, it's got a restroom and a sleeping area, and I would travel around the country playing old man poker tournaments and write novels. That'd be a pretty good life.
Not a bad life.
Yeah. But yeah, I would still be writing novels. I would still write for Sports Map because I enjoy writing. The getting up at 6:30 to post everything part of the job, I'd be more than happy to pass on to somebody else. But hey, if you can do it, great. And somebody asked, do you read the Twitch chat? I just now figured how to do it, but I don't really have any need for that. We've got enough ways to get into the show that
no,
I'm not going to add Twitch chat.
Do people say really nice things about us on Twitch?
No, of course. Of course not. It's just like the text line, and it's fine.
There's a new way for people to say horrible things about you. I love it.
Yeah, but go right ahead. You know, listen, I always tell people if it makes your life better to make fun of us or to, you know, tell us how much we suck, go right ahead, man. I don't care.
I just wish people would say it in person. It's always on the internet. No one, like, every time someone meets us in person, it's like, oh, I love the show.
Yeah.
It would actually be kind of refreshing for someone to come up who actually hated the show and said, man, I really hate this show. I wish you guys were off the air.
I've had that happen one time.
Did they?
Well, yeah. Well, I think I told you about that. I was outside Specs, and I was leaving the Specs downtown where, you know, I spend a lot of time. And guy sees me walking out and just said, I want you to know how much I hate your show. You guys are boring.
Oh, the both of us?
Yeah.
What a jerk.
Well, no, but the best part was, after he finished his little rant, I'm like, okay, man, thanks, appreciate it. And tell that Fowler guy he sucks too.
Oh, that is a horrible story.
That's a true story. True story. That's 4.
It's 5, actually.
5? Okay, yeah. I don't think you're going to get there, though.
I don't either.
But
I'm out of steam and I'm out of energy drinks.
But no, I always feel like, listen, there's no way everybody's going to like you, especially in a job like this. It doesn't affect me one way or another. I don't understand. I've never been a person who hates somebody so much that I would tell them on social media, hey, dude, you suck.
Yeah.
It's just, okay, change. So.
You know, yeah. Yeah, how many people do really get me that worked up on social media? None. Maybe OJ. I don't really like OJ.
No.
He seems like a bad guy. But I don't even tweet at him about it.
Yeah.
OJ continues to like act like he's a fantasy football expert. And I feel like OJ's missed a lot in the last several years. I can't imagine why, but OJ told a story on his Twitter. I still refuse to follow OJ, but yeah. I go almost every day and check and see if he's posted new content. I like somehow that makes me better than someone following OJ. It really doesn't. I'm interested. It's almost like I'm a jealous ex-boyfriend, and I've got to see what he's up to, but I don't want him to know that I'm checking in. Like, I don't want OJ to see that I'm following him.
Yeah, because
he posted a video, and it started out as this. I guess he was trying to tell a story about how there was a kid who had cancer, and he worked with Michael Jackson to help raise money for this kid. And while telling the story, he goes into how Michael Jackson would call him and say, "Hey, you should bring your kids to Neverland Ranch." And it's like, I think maybe OJ was in prison the whole time the world was figuring out that Michael Jackson was a full-blown, like, child predator. And he just thinks it's no big deal. And he's like, yeah, so my kids... You want me to try to talk in OJ voice?
Yeah, do it.
So my kids, they went out to Neverland Ranch. They took their friends with them. And everybody had a great time. It's like, oh, we're at Michael Jackson's house. And it's like Disney World. And, I mean, it's like, wow, how are you that clueless, OJ? And I know you were away for a while, but that's not a good story to tell now. That's like, yeah, so when I lived in Florida, I had a babysitter named Casey Anthony. She was the sweetest thing. I mean, she was just the best. I trusted my kids with her all the time. No, OJ, Casey Anthony was accused of murdering her own child. Yeah, she's not a good person to let babysit.
Jeffrey Dahmer made me dinner all the time.
Yeah. What's the big deal? Yeah, not good. Me and Charlie Sheen used to have threesomes with women all the time. No condoms. OJ, that's horrible news because Charlie Sheen has AIDS now. It's like he missed everything that went on in the world for the last 10 years. I don't know how that could... I mean, I know it's possible. And I guess you're not getting a daily newspaper in prison. But come on, OJ. You got to know more than this.
Yeah, I haven't really paid too much attention to him. But yeah, unless he's going to come out and say, okay, this is how I use the knife. This is how I chop this off. Then I'd be interested.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're gonna do like, okay, here's a video of how I raise. This is how I use the knife this way. This is how I faked the glove where it didn't fit.
I got an email from a guy in Afghanistan named Osama bin Laden, and he asked me, "Hey, can you show me a training video on how to cut heads off?" And I said, "Listen, I don't know how to cut heads off exactly. But if I did know, this is how I would cut heads off." And turns out, he said it was very helpful for his business. I don't know what business he's in because I've lived under a rock in prison for the last 20 years. OJ, Osama bin Laden is a terrorist who cuts people. He was cutting people's heads off, journalists. I have no idea what you're talking about. He seemed like a nice fellow to me.
I think
is my OJ impression pretty good?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
But I think
I can keep working on it.
I think he was under more than a rock though in prison when he became Daddy Juice.
Yeah.
So,
well, maybe we'll have if OJ keeps giving me content, maybe we'll have some weekly OJ updates.
I think that's not a bad idea. That's a really good idea for a 6 o'clock on a Wednesday. All right. Well. Boy, I was going to transition with this and talk about how he could have used this in prison as Daddy Juice, but I'm not going to do that. But
you know what Michael Jackson was using?
God. Oh.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, guys. Excuse me. I'm going to tell you about 4hymns.com. And, guys, sexual performance issues a lot more common than you think. 1 in 4 guys can suffer from ED. The good news is it can be treated. I know nobody wants to talk about this. Maybe you're, you know, it's not working as well as it used to. Maybe you're over 50 and you're having some problems. You get older, sometimes things just don't work. 4hymns.com is your one-stop shop. They also help with hair loss, with skin care, but also sexual wellness for men. And the thing is, there's all these sketchy people out there now trying to sell stuff. There's people selling it in the gas station. Don't do that, man. Go to my friends at 4hymns.com because you could get defrauded really easy by those guys. 4hymns provides convenient access to real U.S. doctors online, real medicine dispensed from American pharmacies. And sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, can be prescribed for men online and delivered right to their door. It's completely confidential and discreet. And how about this? The first month is just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last, subject to doctor approval. See the website for full details and safety information. Could cost you hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hymns.com/Fred5. That's FORHIMS.com/Fred5. 4hymns.com/Fred5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. So, yeah, I figured out how to look at the Twitch chat while we were on break. Yeah, I don't need this. All right, listen, there's enough ways you can tell me I suck, all right? Just there's a text line, there's Twitter. We get it. We get it. But it is a cool, I mean, and I do think, and somebody mentioned we wish we'd promote it a little more, and we probably should because the quality of this thing's really good. You know, I mean, not that they want to see us.
Right.
But it's a good way for people to listen, so. Yeah, check it out. It's just go to ESPN975.com and click on the Watch Us on Twitch. And yeah, the only way to get to the comments though is to click on the actual Twitch thing, which I figured out because. But I'm going to go back to not.
What do you mean to click on the actual Twitch?
Well, on the website, there's a little Twitch in the corner. It says Watch on Twitch, and if you click on that, it'll give you the chat that's going on.
Yeah.
But I don't need that. I got enough hatred, guys. Yeah, I get it. I get it. There's a bunch of you that just want me to die. And if you're just patient, somebody in this city is going to kill me in a car wreck, especially downtown. I've had 3 incidents in the last, well, 1 before I left and 2 since I've been back where people have run red lights and I've missed them by a foot. And I mean, not even close red lights. I mean, the light has been green for a good 30 seconds and somebody comes just flying through, not even paying attention. It's going to happen. I'm going to die. And then you guys can enjoy the show for those of you who don't like me.
I went to the Twitch feed. I don't see any chats.
Okay, well, let me show you here because if you go to just you click on the Watch on Twitch,
mm-hmm.
and it pops
not
right
like
up.
This.
Yeah, well, yours is not showing the chat. Well, it'll pop up at some point.
Oh, mine knows that I don't want to see it.
Yeah, it took a while. Yeah, you could just block it. I don't know. I mean it's cool. If people want to get on there and comment, just don't.
Oh, they only show for how long you've been in the channel. So that's what the first comment from McSkeeza says.
Yeah, who he actually had some good comments there. He says no one ever speaks on the Twitch chat but me, but there's like 3 or 4 others, including one guy who hates me. So
does he just hate you or hate both of us?
No, he hates me. So he's, okay. He's your kind of guy. He's totally aligned with you. You guys are on the same team.
I mean, it would be. That's what I don't understand. If people hate both of us, why would you listen to the show?
But they still do. It amazes me.
Yeah.
It's like if you dislike one of us, then you probably listen and you put up with that one. And then, okay, you bitch about the other one. I mean, that's going to happen. I mean, I don't know. I think we're both pretty lovable, but that's me. But, yeah, if you hate us both, that's all right. Whatever makes you happy. Whatever you enjoy.
And if it's telling me how much I suck makes your day better, please do it. I'm down, man. I don't care. I really don't. It's kind of because there's a few people who actually like me out there.
Yep.
And a few people who like the show the way it is out there. Quite a few, as a matter of fact. Somebody says Bleep Fred and his 3.5 million would be a much better name for the marketing campaign. That's Chip. So, 315, if you suck so bad, why are these people listening? I listen religiously and love the show, but if you don't like something, why continue doing it? That's my point.
People are gluttons for punishment.
Are people that jealous of your spotlight? Well, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of people who want to do this job, but you know, there's a big part of that. Just doing a job that people would love to do, they piss it. I mean, they get pissed off. I mean, great show, but I hate both of y'all. Keep up the good work.
Sweet.
That's my kind of guy. That's my kind of guy.
I really don't care if people like me or not, as long as they listen.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mostly care about, is just listen to the show. If you don't like me because you listen to the show, or if you listen to the show because you don't like me, that's fine with me. I don't need to make friends. You could just listen and hate me all you want.
No, but I like... Listen, if whatever reason...
I like it better if people hate you and like me.
I get that because you're very insecure.
Very.
And I get that. I'm not. They can all hate me. I would just say there's not a lot of people who've actually met me that hate me. So, you know, there's a few. But usually that involves somebody's girlfriend. But, you know, for the most part... You know, I would say, the show's a show, man. And if you like it, great. If you don't like it, hang around for a while. Maybe you will. And, you know, give all the shows a chance here. I think we have a really good lineup. And in this business, you're going to have people who don't like you, and that's great. I have no problem with it.
You're like you're the Colin Cowherd of our business. Oh, wait, Colin Cowherd is in our business.
No. What do you mean, AJ?
Same thing.
No, I don't know. Colin's more successful than I'll ever be. So
you don't know that, Fred. If you get 3.5 million, that's probably more than he makes in a year.
That's a week for Colin. So. Oh, but. I don't know, man. The thing is, this is fun. And I love it when people like the show. I love it when people hate the show. If I can make a bit out of it, I will. That's fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Longhorn Dimitri says, love you guys. Doesn't mean I agree with everything you'll say. What a weird world we'd live in if we only listen to people we agree with. Well, and that's 100% true. I mean, I love a good, healthy disagreement. Because there are times when, you know, you say something, you think, okay, I have a real good opinion. Somebody says, well, what about this? And like, you know, I hadn't thought of that. Those are the best kind. Not just, oh, you suck, you're wrong. Yeah. There's a lot of that. And somehow you suck, you're wrong is you don't like being called out. How's that being called out? What have you told me? Give me some insight, man. Tell me why I suck. That's all I'm asking for. Because when you just say that, you're not saying anything. You're just being a turd. But if you tell me your take sucks because, and give me a really good reason for it, well, guess what? I'm going to respect you. Even though you told me I sucked. And, you know, I'm going to say cheers to you.
Cheers.
And that's cheershealth.com. Hey guys, if you haven't tried Cheers yet and you like to drink, which, you know, I like to drink. And, you know, maybe if you had a beer with me, you'd like me a little better. I don't know. But if you do, you're going to want to take Cheers because, you know, it is so awesome. And when I was in Canada, I was giving it to my family members to try, and they all loved it. Now they're going to be ordering it. And it's a supplement that's designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol and help you feel better the next day. And trust me, it works. And you don't just have to take my word for it. Cheers was developed by Brooks and his team of 5 PhDs. He's an Ivy League scientist. You probably saw him on Shark Tank. And if you didn't, you probably heard his voice on the radio here. Guess what? They're all really smart. And they all use Cheers. And so do I. It gives your liver exactly what it needs to process alcohol. And all you have to do is take between 2 and 4 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. And if you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, the company will give you your money back. All you have to do is go to cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com. Order by 4 o'clock. And guess what? It's going to be on your doorstep the next day. You know why? Because they're based right here in Houston. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up, and your liver's going to thank you. I don't drink without Cheers, and neither should you. CheersHealth.com.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, I have to tell you about Lightstream. And if your credit card balances are getting up there and you've got good credit and you want to save a bunch of money, Lightstream can help you out. You can pay off your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. How about this? You get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. And you know, your credit card's probably around 18 to even 23%, even if you've got good credit. Well, if you consolidate those and lower it to 5.95%, you could save thousands in interest, depending on how much you've got on them. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. There's no fees. And imagine the money you could save this summer. Kids are about ready to go back to school here in a little bit, and you're going to need to buy things. Well, how about saving some money by getting this credit card consolidation loan? You could even get your money as soon as the day you apply. It's such a simple process to go through. And if you want to save even more, how about this? Blitzers get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/FRED. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. And offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So I'm kind of curious about the Twitch chat now. I may give it a shot. I'm not going to read your hatred tweets or texts or any of that stuff. I don't really do it. I might refer to it, but I'm not going to. Unless you're joking, but I might check it out. We'll see.
It's a horrible idea.
It probably is, but
you're glutton for it too.
It doesn't really bother me. That's the thing. You know, I mean, I feel like, well, we all know you're the star of the show.
Obviously.
But I do think when I die, you guys are going to be missing something.
I agree.
You might not notice it right away, but then at some point you're going to be like, you know what? Why is this show not as good? I don't know. AJ's still great, but...
Yeah, what's missing? Something's missing.
Something's missing. All right, let's do...
It's going to be me making fun of you. That's what's missing.
Well, yeah, you're not going to have anything to make fun of because
I'm going to find someone who's maybe even more of a mess than you.
Yeah, but they won't be able to handle it. That's the problem.
Well, then I'll run through them.
You bring those guys in here, they'll be in tears like halfway through the show. AJ's so mean to me.
You are an everlast punching bag. You take it like a boss.
All right, let's do famous deaths. 1969, Judy Garland.
69.
From The Wizard of Oz.
God, Judy Garland was the, like, old Judy Garland. If you ever hear some of the tapes of her, she was loony. Oh. And it is so, so awesome to hear. I mean, she thinks everyone was trying to steal from her. And she's basically like Alex Jones before Alex Jones.
Well, young Judy Garland, I would have definitely gone up her yellow brick road.
Smoke show.
Yeah. 1987, Jackie Gleason.
All right.
Pow!
Not as hot as...
No. Very funny man, though. Let's see. 2007, Chris Benoit, professional wrestler.
Yeah. Not a good way to go out.
2018, Vinnie Paul, drummer from Pantera.
Also sad.
Died of heart condition, my age, 54. Vinny called in the show one time on a Sunday. We were talking about Pantera, and he sounded horrible.
Really?
But, yeah.
How come he's never called into our show?
Well, because he's been dead since 2018. Oh. AJ. That'd be a very short phone call. All right, let's go to Vinny. Yeah. All right. 2019, Beth Chapman, reality TV star, the wife of Dwayne Dog the Bounty Hunter, throat cancer at 51. Ooh, that's not a good run. Let's see. 1969, Chuck Taylor, known for his shoes. Daryl Kyle, 2002. Dead at 33.
Did we ever find out what happened with that?
No, I think it just says heart attack here. I don't think we ever found out.
We'll never find the truth.
Wow, these are all like people who did not get very far. John Smith, 1631, dead at 51. That's a good run for 1631. Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna, dead at 79 in 1876. That's a pretty good run. 1908, Grover Cleveland, U.S. president. Wasn't he like the really, really fat one?
I think he was a big boy.
Yeah.
Was he a great big fat person?
Dead at the age of 71. 1961, Ma Ferguson.
He wasn't a great big fat person. He was like a medium.
Who
fat
was the
person.
Really fat one?
Chester A. Arthur?
Yeah, maybe? It may have been Chester A. Arthur. Well, Grover, Chester, those are kind of fat names.
No, William Taft.
William Taft, okay.
He's the fattest.
Taft, also a fat name. Ma Ferguson, who died at 86 in 1961, was brought back to life in that Highwayman movie. She was the governor, remember?
Oh, is she like the...
She was the one that
disbanded. Like the Red Witch?
Well, no, she's the one that...
Back?
Well, maybe. So, all right, let's see. Jonas Salk in 1995 created the polio vaccine.
Also a founding member of the band Veruca Salt.
Exactly. Also, his daughter was in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Everyone knows that.
Dead at heart failure at the age of 8. Let's see. 1997, Jacques Cousteau, dead of a heart attack at 87. I remember watching him, and it was really boring. He did like these ocean things. That's all I remember as a kid.
What's boring about the ocean?
Well, it's like something of Jacques Cousteau is what it was called. All right. Let's see. Let's go to the best deaths. 1947, Benjamin Bugsy Siegel.
Mm.
Definitely top 10 gangster of all time. Maybe top 5.
Ooh, that's a bold stretch. That's a bold statement.
I was a big Benny Siegel fan. I'm not going to lie. 2008, George Carlin.
Okay, that's a good one.
2009, Ed McMahon. 86
yes!
years old. Or no.
Yes.
At that point. 2009, Farrah Fawcett, dead at 62.
She used to be smoking hot, too.
Yeah, and Dan...
Prime Farrah Fawcett or Prime Judy Garland?
Oh, Prime only Farrah Fawcett. Because I didn't have Julie Garland's poster on my wall.
But you would have. It would have been black and white.
More white than... Never mind. You know, Dan Passerini hooked up with her.
With Judy Garland?
No, Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think Sean Salisbury did, too.
Really?
No.
Okay, 2009.
That'd be awesome if he did.
Michael Jackson, dead at 50.
R.I.P., Michael. I know you're in heaven smiling down at my kids right now.
And finally, here's your porn star. 2010, Allison Parks. She was Playboy Playmate of the Year in 1966. Dead at 68 of?
Decapitation by O.J. Simpson.
No, heart failure. Mm.
I was close. I was close on that one.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. A fun show today.
I should have said alleged decapitation by O.J.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, yeah.
It depends. Are we going civil court or are we going criminal?
No, we're going... I think we should go court of public judgment, but I don't know.
Well, we should go with what does A.J. Hoffman say?
Yeah. Just like I should pick the World Series teams. I should decide everyone's... Or the college football playoff.
Yeah.
I should decide everyone's innocence or guilt.
God complex much? All right, guys. That's going to wrap it up. We'll be back tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.